Report: newly filed court documents have exonerating evidence for Michael Flynn. By Christina Wong on April 24, 2020. New documents filed under seal in federal court include exculpatory information about former White House National Security Advisor Lieutenant General, retired, Michael Flynn, according to a report. The documents were filed by the Justice Department on Friday and allegedly include exonerating evidence for Flynn. An FBI official familiar with the situation told The Federalist's Sean Davis. The documents also allegedly show evidence of malfeasance by the FBI during its investigation of Flynn and will reflect poorly on the FBI. It is not clear when the documents may be unsealed and made available to the public. According to the FBI official, FBI General Counsel Dana Bente led the charge internally against DOJ's disclosure of the new materials. Bente had personally signed off on one of the surveillance warrants against former Trump campaign adviser Carter Page. Flynn resigned from his position over a controversy over whether he had discussed Obama-era sanctions with then-Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak when he was the incoming national security adviser. Obama administration law enforcement officials sent agents to the White House to talk to Flynn, reportedly obscuring the reason for their visit. Afterward, at least one of the agents reportedly wrote that he did not think Flynn was lying about his conversations with Kislyak. The Washington Post first reported Flynn's classified conversation with Kislyak. Flynn originally pleaded guilty to lying to investigators as part of a plea deal, but he is seeking to withdraw his guilty plea. Trump has floated the possibility of pardoning Flynn. On March 15, he tweeted, "So now it is reported that, after destroying his life and the life of his wonderful family, and many others also, the FBI, working in conjunction with the Justice Department, has lost the records of General Michael Flynn. How convenient. I'm strongly considering a full pardon." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.